They wanted to know the important excursion we're trying to understand thoroughly, as the Raita explained to us. The earlier Tosfos on the Mishnah, Rahadil Torah Lahadira is the Poseach, one of the Pesach Devarim. You get involved in Kamkei Shakhtakaria, then it opens up ideas. As an aside, I noticed in the Meiri, I suggested that Raita might be saying Shan Tosfos. If you look in the Meiri, it's clear, you're putting everything together. Rahadil Torah Lahadira, we'll understand things better if we can power our way through the Shakhtakaria. And not only will appreciate Shabbataria, but it will be Meir, larger issues also. So Gorod said that given that Tosin Kiyotzeban, that basically the toldos of Shabbos are more or less the same as the others, whether you grind or dice, either way you're Chayav Chatas, and whether you do the Av of Tochein, or you do the told of Chotech Dakta, you are dicing vegetables into small pieces. Either way, that's it's an Isser Daraisa. Bemezid is Kares, Beshogeji is Chatas. Bemezid with Ezim Hasra, not like Kares, but Mises Bezid. Anyway, it's basically the same other. Same violation of the same law of Malach of the Shabbos. The Gemara says, is there anything that lies between Abbas and Tolus? Is there anything that lies between Abbas and Tolus? We already have two answers. I give one answer. The Gemara said, how about a punch of leather? And the Gemara said, a second. So we spent time yesterday a little bit on, we spent some time on the first answer, we began to spend a little time on the second answer. So let's remember where we were in the first answer, then let's dive more into the second answer. The Gemara initially said, Nafkamina is Chiluk Chatas. Now, if you mean what you told is how many chatos are going to be chayiv. If you did it just an av, or just a tolda, everyone agrees you're chayiv, one, you are chayiv a chatos, and obviously only one chatos. Sure. Number one. Number two, everyone agrees if you do just one av, or just one tolda, again and again and again, iterate thing, I plant a seed, I plant another seed, I plant another seed, I plant another seed. Or, I watered all the flowers. Or, I wrote 100 letters. Whatever it is. I just did the same act again and again and again and again. Generally, you only have one chatas for all those reiterations of the same act. Just like if I ate multiple kezesim of chaylev, eat one kezesim of chaylev of chayiv carbon chatas, because eating chaylev or dam, drinking dam, you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv kares, you do it b'shoge, you're chayiv carbon chatas. If a fellow doesn't just sit down and have half a glass of dam, that was pretty gruesome, but animal blood, but still. So he sits down with like one of those like beer mugs. Right? She's on with a keg and quaffs a whole keg of dam, aside from the fact that that's incredibly disturbing, which it is. And also, obviously, he drank many, many shiurim of dam, or the guy doesn't just sit down with one piece of chaylev on a toothpick. It's like a whole plate of chaylev. Besides the fact that it's very bad for your arteries, it's incredibly bad for your neshama. Chaylev is that fat of the animal which you're not allowed to eat, mostly from the hindquarters. If you want to eat the back half of the animal, you have to know how to pick out the ginnanash, you have to know how to pick out all the fat that qualifies as chaylev. It's more or less those fats, which if it were to be a carbon, you would burn on the mizbeach. Anyways, but the chaylev fats in America, usually the non-kosher markets are large. That's usually just cut off the back half of every kosher animal itself to the non-kosher market. And it's Yisrael, it's worth the effort to actually pick out all of the chaylev and then eat all the chaylev, pick out all the ganash and eat the kosher parts of the hindquarters. But be that as it may, chaylev is fat. Some of the hindquarter fat of the animal, and you eat it, you're chayav kares. You eat b'shoge, you're chayav chatas. Eat one kezayis, you're chayav chatas. If you eat 100 kezesim, 10 kezesim, you're chayav also usually one chayav. The same thing over and over, same thing there over and over again. You drink cup after cup of dav, b'shoge, you're chayav generally just one chatas. So if I planted, I'll only chayav one chatas. Or if I ground and ground and ground, or if I diced and diced and diced, any one act, repeat it multiple times, only one chatas. It needs to be a mechalik. Something has to be mechalik. So what could be mechalik? And well, different melachos would be mechalik. Right? Different melachos would be mechalik and be mechalik. So that's what the Gemara sounded like it's saying. Look, if you do an Avin, it's told a Zareya and Mashka, this is another act of Zareya. But if you do Zareya and Toche, you know, Mashka and Chote and Tavdat, that's already separate. We spent time on yesterday trying to understand that we have to do with Av versus Tolda, and Rashi has a very unique Shita that maybe it's sort of like the Tolda, like the Tafel's Av, not widely accepted. Let's hold on to that idea. Then we moved on to the Gemara said, look, Rabbi Lezer thinks that if you did the Zoreya Mashki or Chayav two Chatos, every time you do a new act of Malach HaShabbos, you Chayav new Chatos, a new distinct act of Malach HaShabbos. So for him, what's the difference? So Rabbi Lezer's Gemara says, my Karla Av, my Karla Tolda. So what did the Gemara say? We focused yesterday on what the Gemara did say, and now let's review that briefly and then focus on what the Gemara did not say. The Gemara is looking for Av versus Tolda according to Gulazar. What was the Gemara's answer? A definition. The Gemara said, well, let me tell you what makes something an Av versus not an Av, merely a Tolda. And I mentioned yesterday that they're different Yursos. We're saying the Yursa that appears in our Gemara, the Gemara said, well, to qualify as an Av, you have to be in the Mishkan and Chashim. You have to be in the Mishkan, that's the Gemara and Shabbos Mentes. And the Lama tells, where, how do you know the Lama tells Malacha? The Torah keeps talking about Malacha, it doesn't tell us what is, but gives us a few examples here and there, but what's Malacha? So the answer is, Rosh says on Shabbos Daf and Tess, look at the Mishkan. Whatever they did to make a Mishkan, that's what you cannot do on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara here, Baba Kama Dabbei, says. To be an Av, you have to have been in the Mishkan, and you have to have been, arguers, so you have to have been in the Mishkan, and be Chashim. And Tosos, the bottom Tosos, explains, to see the first couple lines, this is what we spoke by outside yesterday, the Fihah, Yerasa, Haf, Yersina, the Fihah, Yersa, Bola, Puke, Karam, Lach, Shah, Yu, Chashubin, Bahayim, Mishkin. I mean, I said, been in the Mishkin and Chashub. Oh, that means it's supposed to think that we're in the Mishkin, but we're not still Chashub. They don't become up as Malachs. For example, well, they had to breathe to build the Mishkan. They had to walk to build the Mishkan. They had to talk to build the Mishkan. You can't do a group project like that without good communication. Communication is very important. Good communication is really important. So it should be a malacha to talk. Talking was a necessary step in building the Mishkan. The Torah says, oh, don't worry, that was in the Mishkan, wasn't a kasha. In case you want to be relevant. Talking seems pretty important. Breathing is certainly pretty important. They breathe when they're building the Mishkan. Don't breathe. They say, well, you can't say don't breathe, but pikuach nefesh. That's all it is. Really, we shouldn't breathe on Shabbos, but pikuach nefesh? No. It's not like, oh, onus. No. That's not a malacha. Why not? Well, because it was in the Mishkan, it wasn't chashuv. Not chashuv to breathe. Not chashuv to walk. Not chashuv to talk. What's going on? So the answer is, that's how we ended with yesterday. They don't mean like it's not important to walk and talk and breathe, or not important to carry stuff, which almost wasn't the malacha. What we mean, chashav means specifically chashav as a malacha. That it's actually being mechadesh something. We're recreating the fact that God ceased his creative process on Shabbos, on the first Shabbos. So we're going to, in some human way, try to imitate that by ceasing our own more limited type of creative processes on Shabbos. Not that we're creating things out of thin air, but I could, if I take flour and water and use a liquid to take these little bits of flour and form them into a single unit, I change something about that flour. Now it has a new quality, a new state. Now it's not just powder, now it's a single hunk of dough. That's the malacha of wash. I take a disorganized mess, and now I work on it, now it's orderly. So I've changed something about it. I didn't create it, but I gave it a new property. Now that's Malacha Boder. I took a stick and I lit it on fire. It's still a stick, but now it's a light. That's a Malacha. I take wood, and now I took real wood and turned it into a building. That's a Malacha. I didn't create nothing, but I was Mechadish something in the Chetzah. So that's a Malacha. Breathing is very important. You can't do anything about breathing. But I'm not giving some new property to some item, I'm breathing, talking, very important, but I'm not nechash anything in the chatzah. Even carrying, I would have thought it used to be inside. I took the lawn sign from inside, I bring it outside, whatever, I didn't change the lawn sign, I just put it in a new place. I could have imagined that Tosa says it's on above a base and shabbat. Malacha Garua, you're not making much of a chiddush. That's what Tosa says. Things that, unless to be an av, you have to have not been a mishnah, have been chasha. So that is what the Gemara says. Let's take some questions, and then Tosfos will get started with the previous Tosfos, Pirasa Ula Rebbe, who wants to know not what did the Gemara say, but what didn't the Gemara say. Why didn't the Gemara talk about Hasra? Yeah.
Isn't organizing and planning considered being, I guess, something that's prepared for, I guess, that's part of talking to Tosfos about Hasra?
Well, Borer, if I have a jumble of Lego pieces, or I have a jumble of maybe silverware, and we wash the silverware, and then we'll lay it out, it's all drying there, and the next morning it's all dry. If I'm just to take all the silverware and put it away neatly in stacks, all the knives, all the forks, all the spoons, so that I'm in danger of violating the Malacha of Borer. Why? Because it was a jumble. There were spoons before, there were spoons now, but now they're improved spoons. Because now instead of just being a jumbled mess, now it's organized. But just to, that's because I'm operating on items. Just to talking can be very productive. But there's no item that I'm improving or changing by talking. That has to be a chef, so it has to be some object. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made objects out of nothing. So we're not doing that, but at least we're adding something to those objects. So that makes them love. Hey.
Here's a force of previous question.
Good question. So, how do you know that malacha means v'chash something v'chafta? There are a couple of rights, but the simplest one is that we look in Tosfos, Sadibel, on days of Shabbos, who asks, why does carrying mean a pasuk? It was in the Mishnah. And Tosfos here is approaching it from some of the same issue with some different angle. The Tosfos there answers, well, carrying is a malacha guru. Carrying is a weak malacha. And what makes carrying a less of an impoverished malacha? So the Arzarua there, I believe it's Arzarua, maybe some other by Tosfos and Shabbos, say, I think Arzarua, I think it's in Kibbutz maybe, so they say that they use the language of Chish. When you carry, you're not even being mechadish much in the item. It's the same item in a new position. As an aside, maybe part of the philosophy of the halacha, maybe part of the musar or machshava behind that din, is kamash. I would have thought that the same item in a different location is basically the same item. Right? I have a banana on the table. I take the banana and leave it outside. Banana is a banana. Whether inside or outside, I didn't change anything about the banana. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought that carrying is not a malach. I would have thought that carrying is not a chiddush of the chetza. Kamashuan the pasuk that it is. Kamashuan the pasuk that putting something in new context changed that thing to a certain extent. A banana in a new context is not the same banana. You put something in a new zone, you have, even though physically nothing's changed about it, just giving a new context, it already changes something about it. That's something I think worth considering in the musar of the halacha. And sometimes the same person in a different context could be a somewhat different person. Changing context, changing location could be mecharesh in the chesed. Something larger to think about. Yeah?
So if we're defining an av malacha as something which it was a boda that was done in the Mishkan, in addition to being a quote-unquote creative work, then we're saying that a tolda is something which just was a boda on the Mishkan.
Good point. Not everything that happened in Mishnah wasn't kosher is going to be a tolda. Tosa thing has to do specifically with different types of carrying. Carrying, because it's sort of on the edge, it needs a pasuk, not just having been done in Mishkan in order to be an av. And it needs to have been a Mishkan in order to be a Tolda. In other words, when you learn Masech HaShabbos, specifically Perek HaZorei, the 11th parak talks about the different permutations of carrying. Carrying from here to there, from there to here. Carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. A whole bunch of permutations. What sorts of carrying constitute even a Tolda and whatnot? It needs to have been in the Mishkan. So if it wasn't Chashav, I mean, it's quasi Chashav, it's carrying. If it was in the Mishkan, so then it'll at least be a Tolda. But you're right, breathing, talking, walking are zero. They're not Toldas or Abbas. It is Mutzah to breathe and talk and walk on Shabbos without any hesitation whatsoever. You should breathe extensively on the cross Shabbos. Right. If something to Mamash not Chashav at all, it's not even a Tolda. Correct. Even though it was done in the Mishkan. Absolutely. The previous Tosis says, one second. What just happened? This whole Gemara is a little fun. The Gemara said, I have a great opportunity to know this and told us, and that is Chavos. Good. We're not 100% sure we understand why it's a great opportunity. We're still trying to wrap our minds around that. And the Gemara said, well, according to Rav Lezer, the whole that din is true. Rav Lezer says, okay, well, at least I can tell you what the difference between Avon told is, and that Av was in the Mishkan and Chashav and so forth. Now, otherwise, you're a Tolda. The Tosa says, it seems as though there's no Nafkamina left. According to Rebbe, there's no Nafkamina, but let me at least tell you what the difference between Av and Tolda is. Tosa says, what? In Torah, name of Nafkamina in Hasrah. This is a great Nafkamina. But there's no Nafkamina for Chatas. Fine. Because Rebbe has a different approach to the halachas of Chatas, and he thinks, you do a new action, you always bring a new cover to Chatas. But Hava Hasrah, Tosa says, look at the Gemara in Shabbos, which you took a look at. Right? The Mishnah records on Kufan Mazayim Beis, the Mishnah of Masech Shabbos records on Machlokas, multiple Machlokas into Rav Elazar and the Chacham. The one that's most relevant to us is, are you allowed to filter wine on Shabbos? You have wine, you made wine, it has sediments. There's some solids, wine solids that made it into the liquid. If you let it sit long enough, the solids fall out of the solution, they gather at the bottom. And so I'm going to have a barrel of wine, mostly liquid, but the bottom quarter of an inch will all be this like gooky, wet powder solid at the bottom. You don't want to drink that. It's not fun. So you want to enjoy your wine without the solid. So what do you do? How do you drink sediment-free wine? Filter it. Pour it through a cheesecloth into a barrel, and then collect to the bottom. There's only another minute or two left, so let's at least set up the kasha. That's usually what you do. Question is, can I do that on Shabbos? So Blazer says, can I filter wine on Shabbos? Blazer says, yes. He says, no sin l'tuluyah b'Shabbos. Blazer says, you can't set up the filter, but the filter's already set up. Go ahead, pour the wine through. Rashi works on how come it's not boring. There's no malach involved. You're allowed to filter wine on Shabbos. Even though you wouldn't want to drink that sediment, it's fine. Chachamim say, no, ain't no sin l'tuluyah. You may not. Maybe Yom Tov you can, but Shabbos you cannot. Machlokas in the Mishnah, you're allowed to filter wine and Shabbos you can. Boom. Gemara on Tov Kach Tavakul Al Chesam Al asks what question? Shimei or Mai. Let's say you did filter. Chacham hold, you're not allowed to. Let's say I did. Then what? Which is the Gemara's way of asking, formulating what we were formulated as, is this a block, is it the right, is it a rabbah? So instead of the Gemara asking directly, it's the Rabbah, the Gemara asks practically, well, what's going to happen if you do it? Because if it's Doraisa, then Misa b'mezid or b'shogeg carbon chatas. If it's Midrabanan, you got to do tshuva, there's no carbon chatas. The Gemara says shimer mai. The Gemara's answer is carbon chatas. So we have according to Chachamim, a real malacha Doraisa. Intriguing. Is it very extreme? Achlokas. The Gemara says mutter. And the Chachamim say, no, you also but also in that Torah. Okay. An extreme Machlokas. Then the Gemara asks at the bottom, well, what do you say in the Hasrah? Let's say, as Nadav was saying, let's say guys can do it with Mezid, with Eid Mahasrah, Bichayev, Skila. Skila, but according to Beleza, you're allowed to filter wine, but according to Chachamim, it's a capital crime. Okay, Pasan the Chachamim. What are you going to tell the guy? Don't do that because, what? Right? I can't just say, don't eat that. It's Chelev, you're going to violate the Eser Chelev. So what do I say here? Don't pour that wine through that filter because what? The Machlokes Rabbi Reb Zeira, does the Hasra mention Boer or does the Hasra mention Meraki? Two different malachas of separating. They're pretty similar. The question is, you look, is this more similar to picking pebbles out of the grain, or is it more similar to sifting flour to get the impurities? The filtering wine is sort of somewhere in between. Machlokes Rabbi Reb Zeira, which way, which model would you mention in the Hasra?
Seems very positive here. You're holding the thing on top, pouring the wine through, and the sediment is staying in the
bowl. So, just because of time, let's just hold on to that for a moment. Make one point about that. Look at the word with you after us. What Tosis is not so interesting in the Gemara's answer. Tosis is very interesting in the Gemara's question. Because what's the hanacha of the question? The hanacha of the question is everyone agrees, we can disagree whether it's about Bor or Meraki, but everyone agrees that in the Hasra, you mentioned the Av. Here we're not sure what the Av is, we're not sure should you mention Bor or Meraki in the Hasra. What no one's disagreeing with is that when you give, if I'm giving Hasra for watering, I say don't do that, it's Zoreya. I give Hasra for a dicing, I say don't do that, it's a Tolda of Tochen. The Tosis says, 1 second. You're looking for an afghanim between the Abbas and Tosas. Right. Pasha, what do you say in the Hasra? If I can't just say, don't do that, you're worrying. I say, don't do that, it's a told of Zoraya. Isn't that a very basic afghanim between Abbas and Tosas? Well, the Gemara seems like it ran out of good ideas. But you said, mention Chatas. You said, well, Berlitz and Tosas, I don't know. Let's just at least define what afghanim told is. Why don't you ran out of good ideas? You ran out of afghanim. Afghanim number two is Hasra. This is a fair issue from our Kufa the past. The Gemara didn't say that. Why did the Gemara say that? We're going to see three intriguing terutzin from Balya Tosus. Why did the Gemara leave out Hasra? Each one will take us in a very different direction.